When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. Welcome to Red Fridays. I'm wearing my jersey from my Rangers. They're number one in the league at the moment, so that's awesome. But lest anybody forget, welcome to November 1st, November already, but Remembrance Day is coming. And so, as you all know, if you've listened to me at all, I want to honor the people that are willing to stand on the wall for us, stand in the fray. Mad respect, mad love for you. Thank you for being here. And thank you for standing on that wall for us. Thank you for everybody being here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to talk today about fear is your limit. Fear is your limit. And I'm talking as much to me today as I'm to everybody else. This isn't I'm here to be right. I'm here to share where I'm at on my journey and what I've learned. So I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet. And I want to do that by not just increasing their emotional quotient, which guys go, no, I don't want to hear about that. But it's about improving their lives. It's about improving their relationships, improving their ability to be the boss or the leader in their family or at work. Their lives get better when we can plug into our emotion. And so fear is one of those emotions we're going to talk about today. I am the CEO and founder of Jewel International. I am a legacy and resiliency strategist. I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an elite performance catalyst for a finalist pro basketball team from last year, and we're looking forward to an even better year this year. So that's very, very cool. And I teach the seven levels of emotional intelligence for men. I serve entrepreneurial men and pro athletes mostly. And not that I won't work with everybody. I work with us all. We all deal with our emotion. We all deal with where our headspace is at, where our mindset is at. You'll hear me say mental awareness, our mental awareness, not necessarily obviously mental health, mental illness is under that umbrella of mental awareness. And I say it that way because there's a lot of things about our mind and about our mental capacities and about our brain that has nothing to do with mental health or mental illness. So mental awareness is a huge word. Awareness, I can't fix it until I know it's a problem or it's there. And so awareness of, and when we talk today about fear being our limit, that's an awareness factor. That's an awareness of what's stopping me. And so we're gonna dig into that today in a much deeper way. And if you've heard me before, and if you haven't, you're gonna buckle up because by the way, grab a journal because you're gonna want to have a journal, but to write stuff down, you're gonna want to make notes. But I'm here to rattle your cage. I'm here to shake your chain. What I want is for you to, if you don't want to be the status quo anymore, if you don't want to be just, if you want your life to improve, then you have to do something different. And I'm here to be that catalyst. I'm here to push, right? You use the best mind you have to get to where you are. And if you're not where you want to be, you have to do something different. You have to put something else in. You have to infuse something different into your life. And so I want to be that. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to coddle. And if I go back and read my copy for this show, it says, let's get one thing straight. Fear is the only thing standing between you and the life you claim you want. Every exercise, every hesitation, every excuse, every hesitation, every way you avoid the hard truth, that's fear. And until you own that, you'll stay stuck. Fear is our limit. And I put myself in the same category. Fear is our limit. And the longer we hold on to that, it'll rule us and the chains tighten. The status quo is a trap for those who choose mediocrity. And people go, oh, that's harsh. It may be, but it's still the truth. It's still the truth. But we let fear set the boundaries on our potential. But here's the truth. You have no real limit except the ones fear makes you believe in. I'm here to destroy those limits. I don't coddle. I don't care about your excuses. We can all make those, right? We can all do that. My mission is simple, to force you to take 100% ownership of your life, confront the lies you've been telling yourself, and ignite relentless action. If that's what you truly want, because if that's not what you want, it doesn't matter what I'm thinking, right? You have to want that. You have to have awareness around that. And then you have to take action. It's not just a matter of saying, well, you know what? I'm aware I have this challenge. That's great. That's fabulous that you are aware that you have. Are you willing to do something about it? And then take action. Don't just stop. Oh, that'd be nice. You've heard me say, road to hell paved good intention. It's not the good intentions that were the problem. It's that we didn't do anything with it. That's the problem. Do something with it. Execute with it. So if you really want and desire to move forward, then you have to be ready to do the brutal work and sacrifice it takes to achieve it. If you're not ready for that, stop hiding behind your fear, right? If you're ready to do it, break free and do the brutal work transformation. We'll go all in. I'm here to help, support, back you however I can, encourage you as much as I can. If not, then stay where you are. But then stop complaining. Your life isn't what you want it to be, because you have chosen fear as your limit. I choose it as my limit. If that's what, it's not about what's going on around me. It's how I respond to it. But I can't bitch and whine and complain. My life isn't what I want if I don't want to do the work. Everybody wants the result without doing the work. That's not how this works. That's not how this, because part of it is the journey. Part of it is figuring out, do I want to get to the destination? For sure. But the journey to get there is where it's at. I want to become. It's how I'm, and you've heard me say, I can't become who I already am. So it's about peeling the onion layers back and figuring out who I really truly am. Because I may not know. Who am I being? Right? You hear me say it all the time. Who you be? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you're being? Do you know what your real true worth and value is? Because if you don't, that's a problem. It's a problem, and it's a foundational piece. And part of the reason we don't know is because we're afeared. We're afraid to find out. We don't want to know, right? We don't want to know. Oh, if I do that, then I have to admit what's going on. If I say it out loud, or I admit I have fear, or I admit what the problem is, or the challenge, or the struggles are, I can look at the symptoms, but those are symptoms, right? That's rotten fruit on a tree. That's not the problem. The symptoms aren't the problem. We see them as the problem. We identify them as the problem. But symptoms are of something deeper, or a reflection of something deeper. So we can agree, or we don't have to agree, but fear is our limit. So I want to make this kind of, let's do this first. I'll give you a quick definition. An emotion, fear is an unpleasant emotion that can be caused by the anticipation or awareness of danger, pain, or evil. A perceived, right? Fear, danger is real. Fear is a construct of our brain. It can also be used, though, as a profound reverence or awe, usually in talking about Papa, talking about God. But it's an unpleasant emotion. There's a reason it's there, and fear can be a really good catalyst to push us forward, right? Oh man, I'm scared. I don't want to do it anyway. That's courage, right? Courage isn't the lack of fear. Courage is having fear and doing it anyway, right? A fireman, great example. First responders as a whole, great example of that, right? They might be afraid, but they do it anyway. They step into it anyway. So the other piece that, in terms of limiting, I wanted you to understand this concept of limiting. Well, it's not limiting me, Gord. Yeah, it is. A quick illustration, speeding. So speed limits, we all have them, right? Where we live, and no matter where you are on the planet, you have speed limit, unless you're on the Autobahn, which would be a wonderful place to drive. But even there, that's a great example too. We have speed limits. And that's enforced by law, and you get a ticket, and you have to pay money if you don't stick to this, right? If you go over, there's fines and whatever. That's not what I'm talking about at the moment. What I'm talking about, why do people go over? Why do people go faster than the speed limit? And what prevents them, some people, from even doing the speed limit? It's fear. So when I was young and stupid, I was clocked doing 243 kilometers an hour. You can do the, for those of you that my American friends and whatever, you want to do I don't know what that is in miles per hour. I have no idea. But, and that was long, long, long before they would just impound my car and shred my license on the side of the road. But I had no fear of doing that. I know lots of people that when they get to 120, they start to freak out. It's their fear that's limiting. It doesn't matter what the speed limit is. If the speed limit says it's 100 and you're comfortable doing 200, do you still need to do 100? Yes, I'm not endorsing speeding and breaking the law. I'm saying if the speed limit says 100 and it's raining and it or it's slippery and we're in Canada in November, welcome to November. So, if there's snow or ice, the speed limit can be 100, but no one's doing 100. Why? Because they're afraid. Why? Because they're slipping and sliding all over the place. It doesn't matter what the speed limit is. My fear is still dictating what my limit is. Does that make sense? I'm hoping that resonates in the chat. If that makes sense, let me know, because that's it's restricting. I'm restricting me. I'm restricting me. And we do it in our life all the time. We allow fear to stop us from becoming or from understanding who we're supposed to become, who we're being. We don't want to look at that sometimes. And again, I'm preaching as much to myself as I am to you all. I really am. These things are all stuff that it, and anybody that tells you they don't have any fear or they don't have any challenges, they don't have, they also have denial, run like hell from those people. They have some serious issues. So anyway, so I need to take a quick break here, and I want to take a little bit of extra peace here. I have a new sponsor for my Pause and Breathe. And that came from my good friend, Austin James Haynes. We call him Austin J. Haynes. And that was, I learned it first. I don't know if that was his or if that was from someone else, but I do know I heard it from Austin. And Pause and Breathe. Well, I talk about that at every break I have for 2.5 seasons. Pause and breathe before we go to a break. Why? Or as we're in the break. Because what we're looking for is to ground ourselves. We're looking to percolate with the information we just heard, and then to be able to move forward into the next segment. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. Pause and breathe. Pause, stop for a second and pay attention to where you're at. So expand your pause and breathe by connecting with mindful poet and mentor, Austin James Haynes, to spark your midlife reinvention in an unexpected way. Austin's journey from a college dropout to a Fortune 500 company to a poet will inspire you. Go to austinjhaynes.com for his latest podcast recorded in nature. And again, that nature, what's he doing? He's grounding. He's pausing and breathing in nature. And you've heard me talk about that a lot. You've heard me talk about that a lot. But you want to go deeper in a pause and breathe? You want a power pack? Plug into Austin J. Haynes. Go to austinjhaynes.com and listen to some of those podcasts. They will help ground you. I do it myself. I go and listen. I tune in live when he's doing it, because there's a calming, centering, helps focus. It helps us look at where we're going. When I talk about pause and breathe in here in my programs, what I'm talking about is pause for a second, think about what we've just talked about, and look forward to what's happening in the next segment. And in the next segment, why does fear does this to us? Why does fear do this? First day with a new tongue, I apologize. Why does fear do this to us? Why does it stop us the way it does? How come? Why does it do that? We're going to talk about that in the next segment. So as we go to break here, think about pause and breathe. Do it, pause and breathe, and make sure you write down austinjhaynes.com and plug into him to go deeper on a pause and breathe. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. We're talking about fear being our limit. Fear being our limit. Is fear your limit? It's not, is it? It's not a question. Fear is the limit. So what we want to talk about, why does it do that to us? Why does fear do that to us? And so that I don't bury the lead, we allowed it. We choose it that way. That's the only reason fear does that to us. So if I go back to the first responders deal, the fire raging in the building. Everybody else is running out. Everybody else is running out of the building. And the firemen and the first responders are doing what? They're going in. Like I said, it doesn't mean they're not scared. It doesn't mean they don't have fear. But what do they have? What do those firemen have going into that fire, going into that building? And if you're listening live, write it down in your journal. Why are they doing it anyway? You could say, well, because they're getting paid. All right, maybe. Lots of people, doesn't matter how much you're getting paid, you're not going into a fire. Right? So that's not the defining piece. Is it because they're not afraid of fire? No, usually first responders and firemen have a healthy respect for fire because they've seen what it can do. But that's part of why that courage is coming from a place. It's not that they're not afraid. It's not that there isn't fear. What they do have is lots of experience going in to a scary situation. I'm hoping that's landing. I hope there's a bing that goes on, an aha moment right there. I pray there is. The more often you put yourself in an uncomfortable position, if you're comfortable being uncomfortable, then fear has less limit on you. Why? Because you've been scared a lot. You've been afraid a lot, and you just keep stepping out and stepping out and stepping out and stepping out. Those firemen, there's a confidence to it. There's a confidence. Why? Because they've been in hundreds of fires, thousands of fires, and they've come out. That builds confidence in your ability to deal with whatever the situation is. Now I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid the same way. I still have healthy respect for the danger of it. If it's dangerous, right? They say, well, if fear depends on what's actually coming over the hill, whether I'm afraid or not, and what I do, right? Definitions of fear. We all have acronyms, right? I asked, was talking to a military gentleman, and he said, first encounter, assault, recon. I'm like, okay, that's way past me. But that's a military piece, right? But false evidence appearing real is a good one. My mentor, Zig, talked, he had said, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Those are both FEAR. Forget everything and run. And forget is loosely translated based, well, that's what Zig had said. Other people have used another word, another F word at the beginning of that. But forget everything and run. But it's a choice. Face everything and rise. False evidence appearing real. That's it's not it's it's a con fear is a construct of our brain. It's not real. But depending on what's coming over that hill is going to dictate whether I forget everything and run or face everything and rise. What I mean by that, if I've got there's a rabid fox coming over the hill, I'm going to fight, right? That fight or flight scenario, I'm going to fight. I'm not going to run because I can't outrun him. So I need to stand there and stand my ground. But if what's coming over the hill is a massive forest fire, guess what? I'm going to run because I know I can't stop that. I'm going to run. So there is a place for that fight or flight. There is a place for that. But it's a choice we are making. And I keep coming back to it. It's what stops us. Why does fear do that to us? We allow it to. And that may not be an easy choice, right? Sometimes it's a hard choice to stand in it and do it anyway, right? You've heard me say over and over and over, when we have these Superman moments about how we're going to be, how we're going to show up in the world, and we put our hands on our hips like Superman, and we go, I'm going to be unabashedly, unapologetically me. And if they like it, great. And if they don't like it, I don't care. And then somebody we love or respect questions that. Somebody we love or respect challenges it. And what do? Well, we do one of two things because it's still a choice. What am I choosing to do? Because I can choose to stand in that empowerment and go, no, I'm going to be who I am. And if you like it, great. And if you don't like it, that's great too. I can still love you. You don't have to look. You can change the channel. There's millions of podcasts or radio shows. You don't have to listen to me. Right? But that's a choice you're making. Or what most people do is turtle. Most people in that space, when somebody we love or respect questions us, we turtle and we put our mask back on and we go, you know what? They're not going to love me if I'm myself. We don't understand who we're being. We don't understand what our true intrinsic worth and value is. And a lot of us are afraid to even look. Other people tell us. I've got people screaming at me, this is who you are. And something inside me still is afraid of stepping into that empowerment. Something in about the choice I'm making, whether I make it consciously or unconsciously, it's still a choice I'm making. We need to be able to choose. It's the fear of the unknown. It's the devil I know instead of the devil that I have no idea about. But if I choose to do that, I'm choosing to stay stuck where I am. I'm choosing not to move myself forward. And that's okay. If that's where you're at, that's absolutely perfectly okay. But on the other flip side of that, don't bitch and whine and complain and point fingers at all the different people that, oh, it's because of that. It's because of, no, it's because of me. Stop. It's because of me. It's my choice. It's your choice. You're choosing to stay where you are because you're scared. And I get it. I completely understand. I'm not saying that that's not, I'm not saying it's easy. What I'm saying is if we want to move forward, we have to step through that. We have to find a way to step through it. I've been several days, we've had really bad barometric pressure here in the last couple of days. And yesterday, I spent a lot of it in bed. I couldn't, I passed out, I threw up, the pain was horrible. I wake up this morning, pain's still there. And it's high. And I said to my wonderful producer, you know what? She said, we're talking about fear being our limit. Wow, how apropos. I'm like, yes, apropos, absolutely. I'm here though. my choice was to either not do it live, which I don't like doing. I love being here. I love being here. But it's a choice. Can I step through it? I have my bucket here if I need it. I'm not going to need it. I'm putting that out there as an intention. I'm forcing my body to be what I want it to be in the moment. And can I do that all the time? No. Is that possible everywhere for everybody? No. Right? Exactly right. When you choose it, you show the heck up. Absolutely. But you're choosing how you show up. You're choosing how you're showing yourself to the world and for yourself. A lot of times that's the bigger deal. How are you showing up for you? We're so scared of looking at what is reality. Don't make it worse than it is. Please. We have a tendency to make it worse than it is. But at least look at the reality of it. If I can't even say or make it to myself or admit to myself, this is where I'm at. Even to myself, good luck outside of myself, because I have to have the courage to go, you know what? I have to be honest, at least with me. At least with me. And I can't let fear dictate that. I can't let fear limit my potential, I rephrase. I'm choosing not to let fear limit me. And I'm inviting you to join me in that. Not letting fear limit you. Do it anyway. It's scary. Do it anyway. It's hard. Do it anyway. It's going to take time. Time's happening anyway. Do it anyway. Move forward. Take yourself forward by choice and with intention. When I autograph my books, I say, live, love, laugh, and grow abundantly and with intention. Why? Because we can grow organically, but that's whatever's going to happen is going to happen. That's not where I'm at. It's not a have a nice day. It's make it another great day. We have the power to do that, but not if we're afraid. Fear saps that power from us. Fear stops us and prevents us from doing the things and being who we need to be, who we want to be in the world. We have to find a way to step through it. And a lot of times, you know what? The sad reality for a lot of us is that there isn't any special magical powder or magical thing. A lot of times it's just getting it out and doing it. Just doing it. That's the solution for a lot of it. It's just do it. Just do it. It's Nike. Just do it. Need to take another quick break here. So I want to do a shout out for Jose Escobar. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at the Entrepreneurs with an S, entrepreneursbookshelf.com. Great program. And if you're not doing it, there's a problem. You're not maximizing if you're not doing some kind of a morning and evening routine. And as we go to a break here, again, pause and breathe. Brought to you by Austin J. Haynes. Expand this pause and breathe concept. You want to deeper into that. Expand that by connecting with mindful poet and mentor Austin James Haynes to spark your midlife reinvention in an unexpected way. Go to austinjhaynes.com for his latest podcast, Recorded in Nature. And they're amazing. If you've never been on one, get on one. You want to understand. It's a powerful tool to maximize. It's one of those things, morning and evening, maximizing, right? Pausing and breathing, paying attention to our breath. A lot of times we do that with meditation, pause and breathe. But if you want to dig deeper into that, please reach out to Austin. Incredible human being. And his story, from college dropout to Fortune 500 to poet, it is absolutely inspirational, absolutely incredible what he was able to do. And it's who he is. That shows and is an example. He's walking that talk. He's walking that talk. Pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. As we go to a break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. And I'll be right back. We're going to talk about excuses when we come back, because that's a lot of times what we're doing is using excuses. So don't go anywhere. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about fear is your limit. Fear is our limit. That's the reality of it. That's what stops us. We can talk about all these other flowery things in terms of what could be this, it could be that. They're all symptoms. If you boil it all down, we're just scared. That's the long and short of it. And I want to say welcome and thank you for being with us today. I really, really appreciate you being here. I want to make sure if this resonates, please reach out, subscribe to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. It's an app you can find on any place you'd listen to either live radio, TV, or podcast. We're there all over the place, 450 platforms globally. But I would like you to be able to, I'm excited to have you find us on any of those platforms. But like it, love it, share it, subscribe. It's a free subscription. Doesn't cost anything in terms of the app. You get a free download. But that helps with our algorithms. Share this as much as you can. We have a huge, huge, huge reach. Massive, massive reach. Algorithms will mess with that. But we want to try and engage. And that's what I'm looking for more than anything else. I'm looking for engagement. And I want to explain that. Engagement, do I want you to like it and love it? Yes. Share it? Yes. I'm looking for more people, lots of people do now. I'm looking for more people to engage. When I say engagement, I mean DM me. Send me more emails with questions, with comments, with concern, with, hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? And you know what? If you want to go even deeper, I do have programs. I've got one spot left in my beta for a one-on-one, and it's a ridiculously great deal. But it's massively impactful. If you want to do something like that, reach out. Again, you can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. But it's about that engagement is about actual back and forth, right? Anybody can tap, like, love, whatnot. That's wonderful. I'm not saying don't do that. What I am saying is I'm looking for that extended extra step in that engagement. What I'm looking for is to actually make a difference in people's lives. I want to be able to do that. That's that's where I'm at. And I'm hoping things like this, my podcast, my radio show, TV show, and topics like this, I'm hoping it grabs people. I'm hoping it grabs people, because a lot of times it's just excuses. What are the excuses? They're just lies we tell ourselves about fear. Oh, it's real. Oh, no, I'm scared because there's this and this and this. I'm not saying this and this and this are not actual things. Well, and maybe some of those things are actual danger, because danger is real. But if I'm just afraid of an anticipation, what did that say on the definition? Unpleasant emotion that can be caused by the anticipation or awareness of. Even the anticipation of it scares us. Even the anticipation, that's not even real. It's not even, it hasn't even happened, and we're already anxious and scared. Of what? Of what? Because 99.9% of everything we're afraid about or worried about in the future, it's not going to happen anyway. It won't happen. So what are we afraid of? What it's doing, and to Austin's point in terms of pause and breathe, what does that allow you to do? It allows you to be present right here, right now. We all have things that we worried about from the past, from earlier today, or from yesterday, or from last month, or last week, and we're last year, years ago, we're worried about, we're anxious about. We're anxious about the future. What's going to happen with the election? What's going to happen with Christmas? Or what's going to happen in the new year? And it forces us into a space where we're so scared. We have so much fear. It stops us, prevents us from being right here, right now. What is it? Get free. Move forward. Yet we have to be able, the perception of being able to, and we want that perception to become reality. We want the fact that, you know what? I'm living in the moment right now. Really, that's the only cash you have, if I want to look at it that way, right? Yesterday's a canceled check. Tomorrow's a promissory note. Today is the only cash you have, so spend it wisely. But we allow fear to spend some of that cash for us. Or we're not even aware, right? When I was in the financial world, some people would use their debit card or their credit card. Some people would pay cash. The people that always paid cash, mostly, outside of, obviously, you know, auto debit stuff, but they paid cash, always seemed to have more money. Why? Because they were watching it leave their hand. They were watching it leave their wallet. When we just tap, there's no awareness around it leaving ourselves. We have no awareness around what we're spending. The same thing happens in our life. We don't have awareness of what's going on right now. You ever driven to work and got there and now don't remember going? I think anybody with a driver's license for any more than a couple of years has had that experience. What's happening? We're not present. We're not right here, right now. Is that dangerous? Absolutely. That's scary. That's fear. Why? It's danger. I'm not paying attention to what's going on in my life right now. I'm missing opportunities. I'm missing wonderful, wonderful memory moments with my kids or my wife or my friends. Or I'm not present right here. And I'm allowing that fear to stop me. It's an excuse. And excuses are like, they say excuses are like buttholes. Everybody has one, and usually they're stinky. Why? Because it's not real. We don't look after it. We don't pay attention to it. We need to take the excuses away. We need to understand. Number one, we need to admit it's even there. We need to admit, you know what? I'm afraid. Once you admit it, then you can deal with it. But if we're going to stick our head in the sand and go, hey, you know, it's like a three-year-old standing there going, you can't see me, you can't see me, you can't. Clearly we can see you. But their brain says, no, you can't see it. You can't see me. I can't see you. You can't see me. Right? It's about stopping the excuses. It's about choosing. And you'll hear me say it again and again and again. You've heard me say it. If you've listened to any of my stuff, you'll hear me say it all the time. It's a choice. Again, not always easy, but it's still a choice. I want to, if you need to partly to understand my heart, but partly to understand if this stuff resonates, I want you to understand what's the bigger picture of what's happening. All right. In terms of me, because I'm trying that engagement I'm talking about is that one-to-one, is that virtual coffee thing, is that interaction with an email with questions. But I want you to understand, I wrote this just recently. I'm going to read it. I apologize for looking away from the camera for a second, but I want you to, I haven't memorized it well yet. So this journey is all about you. It's about the results you want, the limits you're ready to break, and the life you've been holding back from living. Comfort and hesitation have been your companions, keeping you from pushing past your current success. The status quo is for those who let doubts and uncertainties, fears, dictate their limits. Whether it's wondering what comes after success, the pressure to maintain it, or feeling stuck in the good enough trap, you're not here for me. You're not. You're here for the transformation you need to step into your highest potential. I've walked with pro athletes to break their mental barriers, guided entrepreneurs to multiply their earnings 10x, and have helped rebuild marriages that were hanging by a thread. But those changes only begin when you stop pointing fingers and start owning everything in your life. Through my deep connection to Papa God, I know that true resilience is built through adversity and faith. What I offer isn't a solution. It's a challenge to take 100% responsibility and confront the uncomfortable truths about where you are, why you're stuck, and how to break through the walls you've built around yourself. If you're looking for excuses, you'll find plenty. If you're looking for real lasting change, you'll find that here. The only question is, are you ready to face it? Because this path is not easy. And if you're not ready for that, I'm not your guy. But I suspect at this point in the episode, if you're still with me, I'm your guy. Because if you didn't agree with what we're talking about, you would have already shut it off. So thank you for being here. Congratulations on plugging into yourself and wanting intentional growth for you. If you want help, reach out to me. If you want to expand, reach out to me. Again, I only have one spot left for my beta, for my Box Inside Out. It's an incredible, incredible value. It's been done hundreds of times with thousands of people, and it's raved about. And I've just updated it, which is why I'm doing a beta portion of it. Anyway, as we go to a quick break, I got to take another quick break here. By the way, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com is how you get a hold of me. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Please reach out. As we go to break, we want to talk. I want to shout out for Jose. Check out his Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up your virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. And that's, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And also for Austin Haynes. So as we're going to break here, we're Pause and Breathe is brought to you by Austin J. Haynes, Austin James Haynes. If you want to expand the Pause and Breathe, connect with the mindful poet and mentor, Austin J. Haynes, to spark your midlife reinvention in an unexpected way. You can find him at austinjhaynes.com/ for his latest podcast, Recorded in Nature. And it's incredible. So as we go to a break here, don't forget, pause and breathe. Ground yourself, percolate with the information, and prepare yourself for the next piece. And as we wrap up today, we're going to talk just real quick. We're going to wrap and we're going to do a quick call to action, and we're going to move forward. We're talking today about fear is your limit. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. If you haven't heard it yet today, I love you. That's not an I want you thing. That's a you're a human, I'm a human. It's agape. It's basic human love. Big hugs to you. You're important and you matter. And you have worth and value that's infinite because you are. For no other reason than you are. Papa says you have, we all do, infinite worth and value. We're talking today about fear is our limit. Fear is your limit. Even around those type of topics. We're afraid. Well, what if he doesn't look after us? What if, you know, we're always praying, hey, you know what? I need help. I need miracles. We're all doing those types of things. A lot of us do that. It's fear that stops that from working. We've talked about, agree or not, fear is a limit. And it's our limit, and it's a speed limit we put on ourselves. It's a limitation, right? Limiting belief, our limiting beliefs. That part of fear is one of those massive ones. Absolutely limits us. We allow it. We choose that to happen. We're afraid of the unknown. And a lot of that is excuse. It's not real, right? Fear is an emotion. That emotion is a construct of our brain. It's not real, folks. It's not real. But it can do one of two things. It either lights a fire under us and pushes us forward because we need to get it done, even though we're afraid, which is courageous, or it stops us from doing anything and it paralyzes us. Because fear has brothers and sisters. So a lot of times fear brings on anxiety, brings on stress. It paralyzes us to a point where we can't even move. It paralyzes us to the point where we can't even face the world. We're so scared. We're so scared. And are there things that will play into that? Yes. When we talk mental awareness challenge, if there happens, you know what, that is that going to make it harder? For sure. And I don't want to minimize that in any way, shape, or form. Because sometimes people struggle with making the choice because of other pieces of chemical stuff as opposed to just. But for most people, it's a choice. And again, for most people, for myself, is it hard? Yes, for sure it is. Absolutely it is. It's not always easy. Sometimes it is. And you know what? The weird part is the more often I do it, the more often I choose, even when it's hard, even when I'm scared, even when I have fear, the more often I do that, I build up that muscle and it gets easier and easier and easier and easier. And what I'm doing is not only building that muscle so that I can step past, but I'm also building confidence in my ability to step through and be who I'm supposed to be. Well, how do I know that, right? I say to my wife all the time, I know we can get through whatever the situation is. How do I know that? We have 100%, 100%, and so do you, 100% success rate getting through everything that's happened in your life. All the things we took, oh my God, there was this huge thing. And I'm not saying they were small. I'm saying you got through them. You're still here. You woke up this morning. And don't poo-poo that either, because there were six figures of people that didn't get that privilege this morning. They didn't get that leg up. They didn't wake up this morning. If you're still here and you're listening, if you're still here at all, Papa still has stuff for you to do. You still have stuff to accomplish, or you wouldn't be here anymore. That should be empowering, right? To be able to step in. Hey, I can step through the fear. I can do it anyway. I can be afraid and do it anyway. I want you to, that's the call to action today. Choose, as Zig said, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Choice is yours. Choice is yours. You want to just screw it, I'm out of here. You can do that. That's a choice. If you choose that, don't whine and complain, because your life isn't what you want it to be, though. Don't point fingers at anybody else. You know, point finger, point it at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Or face everything and rise. Face everything and rise. I know it's there. I know I can get through it. You know what? Is it hard? Yes. Am I afraid? Yes. Let's do it anyway. I'm in. I've bungee jumped. I've skydived 288 times. Is it scary? It can be. For sure it can be. Does it get your blood pressure going? Oh, yeah, it does. For sure it does. Absolutely it does. I did it anyway. I did it anyway. Don't let your excuses, don't let your fear stop you from being who you were meant to be. Be you unapologetically, unabashedly, and let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may. And if you want help with that, and we all need somebody that can help us, can help push. I've got one spot left, one spot. I'd love for it to be you. Reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Ask, hey, Gord, what are the details of that? I'll send them to you. Next week, Friday, November 8th. We're getting so close to the end of the year already. Unbelievable. But anyway, as far as title, you tune in, because it's going to be a barn burner next week. It's a doozy. But yeah, you got to tune in to find out. All right. So as we go into this week, you know what? I'm going to challenge you the way I do most weeks. I'm going to challenge you. Choose. Which are you doing? Forget everything and run, or facing everything and rise? Choose. And you know what? I don't want to make a choice. Then you're making a choice. What you're saying is, I'm going to forget everything and run, even if you don't run. As we go into this week, be courageous. Step through the fear. Step through the fear. Do it anyway. Be unapologetically you. Literally, unapologetically you. No one else can do that. You're the only person that can be you. Everybody wants to be unique. Be you. That's unique. No one else can do it as good as you can do it. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. You have the power to make your life what you want it to be. Go get it. Choose to go get it. Don't let fear stop you. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Abundantly and with intention. Remember, I love you. Big, massive hugs. We'll see you next week. And my question I always leave with you, who are you being? How are you being? Make it a great week, folks. Big hugs. Lots of love. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.